Conducted by the Gifted Association of Missouri, or GAM, the organization works with students who it refers to as having unusual potential. Robin Lady is the organization's executive vice president.
Our purpose is to support gifted education programs, teachers, parents, stakeholders, community, but most of all, gifted kids.
Full steam ahead is the theme for this year's 33rd annual conference, where teachers and parents of gifted students across Missouri come together.
We chose this train theme for this year so everybody could jump on board with us and lead the way in the future of teaching gifted kids.
The title also plays on STEM, or areas of science, technology, engineering, and math that are a major focus in classrooms. GAM took that phrase and first squared the E for twice exceptional students, those who are identified as gifted and learning disabled.
We have quite a population of kids that have areas of giftedness and areas of learning disabilities as well. It is very important that we get this message out to our patrons.
The organization also added an A for the arts.
Art is one of the best ways for gifted kids to learn and express themselves.
The conference is being held at Drury University, which has its own Center for Gifted Education. Lady says this is a great way to provide gifted learning access to students. This year's conference welcomes about 250 participants, including presenters and members of the Gifted Association. For more details about the conference, visit our website, ksmu.org. For KSMU News, I'm Anna Thomas.